Good morning. Would you open your hymnals, red hymnals, to hymn number 32? Assist us today by your Spirit to praise you. Loosen our tongues and open our hearts. We might overflow in worship and thanksgiving to you, God. You are good. We thank you for your blessings this day. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you keep us, you hold us, you bless us. Lord, we ask today that we would be ever mindful of your goodness. Yes. Lord, we pray that you would just, through the day, remind us and give us opportunity, Lord, that we would take that opportunity just to give you thanks. Lord, help us to see, recognize things that maybe we overlook, the goodness of God, Lord. And so we ask that we would be pleasing to you in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, dear God. The words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. Lord, that you would be blessed today in this place, that you would be lifted up, that you would take pleasure today as you look upon us. Lord, for burdens that we carry today, cares that are on our heart, maybe weigh heavily. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to come to you, to find rest in you, to cast care upon you because you care for us. Give us that grace today, Lord, we pray. In Jesus, Jesus. You know, sometimes that takes effort. That scripture that tells us to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. That's a word that's used. Some of you I see out fishing with your poles and you're casting your hook. But this was more in line with casting nets. And that would take some great effort at times. And that's the idea that we're given there. It's kind of making this great effort with this great burden to cast this upon God. And sometimes it is an effort, isn't it? To really trust God, to give it completely over to Him. And even the casting seems like a burden at times, and we hold it and we keep it and we throw it and we take it back. And it's a real grace that God needs to give us, that we would just release these things to Him. And so, Lord, I pray You'd help us today. Help us to trust You, that You know better. You are wiser, Lord, to lead us, and You are powerful, more than us, more than attorneys, more than doctors, more than counselors, more than accountants. God, You are more. And God, help us to look away from the help of man. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And so, Lord, in all of our efforts, in all of our planning and thinking and scheming and doing, Lord, above that, help us to come now to You and lean upon You. You do all things well. Give us confidence today in You, Lord, we pray. Give us peace, Lord, today. Lord, some that are maybe going through fierce battles and storms, maybe weary, maybe discouraged. God, give joy today, I pray. Fill our hearts to overflowing with Your presence. So we rejoice, dear God. We praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him today. God, You are worthy. Lord, You are worthy. Jesus, we praise You. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lord, we praise You. We thank You today. You are good. You are good. You are faithful. We praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we love You, Lord. We adore You, God. You are precious. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we worship You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, gazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. That's number 466. For me, yeah. Sing hymn number 437.
Jesus, my Lord.